Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Christians are disappearing in Syria, but hope remains. Learn why in just a moment. Later, technology opens new doors for gospel ministry to prison inmates. We'll tell you what's happening in just a few moments and how you can get involved. First, the UN's top envoy says conditions in Syria can't be ignored, with more than 16 million people in need and hundreds of thousands displaced. Suspects linked to deadly sectarian violence that uprooted over 180,000 people made their first court appearance earlier this week. Meanwhile, the church in Syria is dying, a Catholic bishop warns, with Christians leaving the country in search of better living conditions. Mike, with Global Catalytic Ministry, says,
what they've had to deal with is extreme. The stat is 500,000 Christians have been martyred in the last recent years. The brutality that we've seen earlier in this year of executions of Christians and ISIS-ish people coming in and taking over after Assad flees.
According to Catholic estimates, around 2.1 million Christians lived in Syria in 2011. That number dropped to just 540,000 last year. Now, while the above-ground church is shrinking,
the Spirit of God is moving. He is speaking to people powerfully. Muslim background believers are growing.
Pray for resources to support GCM as it helps underground Christians throughout the Middle East.
He's asked us to go to every nation, tribe, and tongue, so that's what we'll do.
And pray for doors to stay open as GCM begins new work in Syria.
We infiltrated recently into Damascus, and we have had our first baptism there in a town that all the Christians were martyred, as far as we know. We have a first baptisms of a Druze woman, which is extremely hard to do.
Next, have you heard of cloud seeding? It's a method of spraying chemical salts into clouds, which encourages condensation, also known as rain. Drought-stricken Iran used this method last weekend over one of its dried-out lakes. In a strange paradox, the rainfall that did come over the weekend in west and northwest Iran caused damaging floods. In other words, the water crisis has many layers. Edwin Kashish Abnus with Heart for Iran says,
this drought is happening at the same time as years of bad management in the old infrastructure and climate change. So recovery will take long time.
Who this affects most are everyday Iranians already struggling to make ends meet, especially in Tehran.
You know, the general feeling is that life is getting more and more fragile.
Heart for Iran's call center team sees how God allows hardships to open people up to spiritual conversations.
As things get worse, our team are getting ready to answer more questions about fear, about provision, and God's faithfulness.
Find your place in the story through prayer.
Pray for the families who are already having a hard time because of the money problems to get the help they need. And also pray for emotional strength. If this uncertainty lasts long, people start feeling hopeless.
Pray for gospel hope to reach many more in Iran. And after the pandemic, prisons across America began introducing secure tablets for inmates. That's when Prisoners for Christ saw a gospel opportunity. PFC partnered with the Pando app and started uploading videos, books, sermons, and gospel messages in January of this year. Mike North, Vice President of Communications at PFC, says over 700 inmates have committed their lives to Jesus while visiting their page.
It's really humbling, and it's an unexpected blessing to think that we are actually in the cell with these prisoners. We are actually meeting them literally where they are to present the light of the gospel.
The Pando app is on over 610,000 prison inmates nationwide, and that number could double soon. PFC President Greg Von Tobel says,
by 5 years, I think every inmate in America will have a tablet. And so that gives the Christian ministries an incredible opportunity to provide their resources to inmates without having boots on the ground.
PFC wants to expand their digital ministry.
If your listeners were so moved to partner with us, there's a lot more material that we could certainly avail ourselves of putting out there for inmate consumption.
We'll connect you at missionnews.org.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7 invites you to Dare to Believe, the inspiring memoir of founder Dr. Terence Ascott. Discover powerful stories of faith under persecution and the birth of a media ministry reaching millions across the Middle East. Get your free sample chapter at the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.